Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy? And looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts. It was just another day in the young prince's world until everything turned upside down. Captors stashed him. Soon he'd spend the next 40 years enslaved on a Mississippi plantation. Would he ever make it back home? This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Abdul Rahman Ibrahim Ibn Suri was a 26-year-old heir to Fouta Jallon, now Guinea, in West Africa, when his father sent the prince on a rival mission. Upon return, captors ambushed Suri's army. He and 50 others were captured and sold to British enslavers, ready to shackle and ship them off to the Americas. After a hellish journey, Suri ended up in the infamous Natchez, Mississippi. He labored tirelessly on a plantation for nearly 40 years, but never stopped fighting for liberation. Once, he escaped, surviving for weeks in unfamiliar terrain. Returning home was starting to seem like a distant dream. Everything changed when a chance encounter with a former family friend helped spread the word that Suri was an African prince. A local journalist caught wind, learned that he spoke Arabic, and assumed Suri was Moroccan. Realizing the anti-blackness, Suri played the game, convincing the journalist to help send a letter to the continent. The Moroccan U.S. Embassy arranged with the president to sponsor Suri and his wife's return. He tried funding their children's journeys, but couldn't raise enough. Suri never made it back to Guinea, but landed in Liberia, where he died 4 months later. Like Suri, we must remember, we're not our oppression. Liberation is worth the fight, no matter how challenging the journey is. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please subscribe and rate our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black History.